Good morning, Char.
How are you doing, Steve?
Busy, as always.
Oh, man, I know.
How's Vance and Stacy doing?
They should be in Europe right now and back here on Sunday. Did you see him, the baby on Facebook?
I did. Cute little gal.
Okay. Yeah, she is cute. I just wondered because I went a few hours longer than I needed to without knowing that everything was going fine by not looking on Facebook.
Okay. Yep. Well, you have a great day, okay? Good weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Shaw. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And I did get your email with the YouTube information and everything, and thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great to have the, I did look up Lieberman's name also, and I didn't see a whole lot that was put on the internet, although there were so many to go through. I may have not gone through all of them either, you know, they give you so many references to one person.
Right.
But I did find a book by him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I ordered that right away. Actually, I went into half.com because it had been published quite some time ago. So you might check for that. It was inexpensive. It was, you know, out long enough that it was used copies in circulation, maybe not one of the highest demand ones because people aren't even knowing about it.
Right, absolutely.
So you might try that on either Amazon or half.com. I didn't notice what the other price is. I think it was only like $3 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, and they had quite a few copies of it listed. It was called, I Googled his name and the book name came up, but let me go get it because it didn't come up except, I think, on one site. And go get the, I always print out the, invoice so I can match it to my statement when I get around to doing that.
Right, yes.
The around to is the big part.
Yes, it is.
Are you still getting tomatoes off your hanging tomato?
No, we got hit with the frost, so that pretty much took care of everything. I picked what was left and took the...
It's arrived. I didn't get any tomatoes this year, not even green ones to make mincemeat out of, although I know I've got plenty of those jarred up, but let's see. Good morning. Somebody else joined us. Oh, I did two cookbooks off of the internet, half.com, and let's see, I think both of them were off half.com. No, one was off Amazon. Sorry, maybe this isn't the one. Where is the name of the book? Got everything except the name of the book that looks like. It's got to be here. Different statements, different formats here. One was the one that Jeannie was talking about, Greens Glorious. Greens, Glorious Greens, and I read a little bit more about that one. That one sounded really good. That was by Anna Getty's. Anna Getty is the, G-E-T-T-Y, is the author. That's the great-granddaughter of J. Paul Getty. So it's got to be this other one, but I'm just not. Oh, no, I did three. I need a couple more copies of... Business for the 21st Century. I'll spit it out. Yeah. So there must be another one.
But did you, the business of the 21st century, was that on half.com or Amazon?
It was new, and I think it was on.
It's arrived.
Amazon.
That's what I kind of thought. Okay.
But it was listed in with the half price books, I thought, but maybe not. Shoot, I don't find that other one. Anyway, it was something light. Anyway, you can Google his name and pull it up that way, but I don't see where I printed it out. Maybe I didn't get it printed out.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I went in and Googled John Lieb.
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob Lieberman. Yeah, sorry. That's right. Jacob Lieberman. And there wasn't a whole lot to print out with his name, you know, research-wise or lecture type thing.
Mm.
But they did have a book by him.
Okay.
And I picked that up for, I think it was $3 and some cents off half.com. And it sounded really interesting. It was giving lots of, you know, he even had the chapters listed. That's why I don't have it. It's in another stack here. yet another stack of papers.
How organized we are, aren't we?
Oh, man. I've got to make a hole in this today because it's raining. It's supposed to be raining anyway.
I'm thinking of using a match to do that.
That would be a good idea. Well, I saw this thing started on TV. Here it is. Saw this thing started on TV of some program where this obsessive woman was had piles of stuff. Turn that thing off. This is kidding.
Cindy actually goes into houses. You know, she's a geriatric social worker, where she literally cannot find any floor space to walk on.
Oh.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I saw that. This is what I get for being judgmental, I guess. I saw that when I was very young with this gal that was the same age as we were, and it was an appointment when we first started in NECAN. And she literally had packed the dishwasher full and the oven bowls full of stuff to keep room so you could walk through.
Mm.
Well, that's the way my house looks right now, but it's driving me absolutely out of my mind. Because of boxing and unboxing and, you know, I told him, I says, I'm starting at the deep end, everything, well, everything. Then when I need something, I go into that area, you know, and I just pile it out in the hallway. And I go, well, the rest is junk hit in there, I'll put everything away.
I think we need a secretary, maybe.
I think that could be true. Because if I don't think I'm going to use it, I don't have any problem getting rid of it. But when I think I'm going to use it, you know, because I recycle, or not recycle, I go back and use things that I haven't used for a period of time. My son, I think I said this before, my son's idea is if you haven't used it in 6 months, then throw it away. And I said, well, no, that's not true, because a lot of stuff's seasonal, for one thing.
True.
Anyway. Okay, the name of the book is Light, and then it's : Medicine of the Future. That's the title of the book from Jacob Lieberman, or the one he wrote. And let's see what some of the...
What year is that book, you know, Jeff? It's arrived.
I want to say it was 92.
Oh, really?
Or in the... It was... I think I'm trying... I know it was on the front page, on this information where you order, but I don't see it on here. For some reason. Yeah, it wasn't real new. It probably wasn't that far back. Nope, I don't see it. Somebody else just joined us. Would you like to say hi?
Good morning. This is Anita.
Okay. Good morning, Anita. We're just talking about the book that Jacob Lieberman wrote on light. I picked it up for about $3. Something on the internet.
Okay.
Under half.com. I also printed out, just knowing that there's no comparison between, obviously, between what NECAN has come out and the other lights that are on the internet. Ours is definitely not overpriced. I mean, it's right in there with some of the better priced ones. Here's two of them right here for $189 a piece. And here's one for $199 a piece.
How much is ours?
Ours is about $175, I think, right close to that. But then it drops down to some for $89. These are, you know, all different lamps. They're not really a lamp. They're just a tilted. It doesn't give the dimensions. I didn't click on any of them to see what the size of them were. But they look like a solar panel on a tilt for the most part, different shape. But so I can't see that you'd have any adjustment to, you know, turning it or anything. And then there's a light bulb for $30.
How much will our replacement be, do you know?
I don't know what that will be because of the longevity of it. I haven't heard anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if something was wrong with a faulty bulb or got broke in shipping or whatever, which I'm sure they're taking all precautions.
So will ours be just a regular-looking light bulb
that has arrived?
It can be put in socket?
It would have to be a tube. This one that I'm looking at here looks like the Energy Saver bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Looks just exactly like the Energy Saver bulb. And it says full spectrum daylight. In fact, I think I've seen those in the store. So anyway, we've got a little bit of things. I printed these out only for reference of the price. So I'd remember, you know, if someone asked me about it, I don't know where I went to. Probably more than I need for paperwork, obviously. But it was interesting to see what they were. There was nothing that looked like our lamp. It was a lamp. So that was, like I said, they look like solar panels. Somebody else just joined us. And on the book, photons, are the purest healing energy in the universe, it says here. That's one of the, just you've got some paragraphs.
What was the title of that book?
What did I just say?
Light Medicine of the Future.
Yeah, Light Medicine of the Future.
Okay.
And then it goes down, it breaks up the blue wave, profound stress release, worldwide for SAD, sees no effect disorder, and anti-depression. It increases alertness and resets the body's biological clock and providing dramatic help with sleep disorders, which they mentioned that. But they did give, here's the chapter lineup. The human photocell, part one is Let There Be Light, the human photocell, and then it goes, the eyes are the windows of the soul, the pineal, the seat of the soul, color, the rainbow of life, malillumination, fact or fantasy, and I don't even know what that one's about. Have you heard anything about that, anybody? It's obviously a topic that's up for discussion. The new medicine, the enlightened pioneers, the new vision for vision specialists, light, color, and learning, a new light on cancer, nature, this is part two, called the new medicine. I didn't quite get that read right. And then a new light on cancer, and then light, nature's miracle medicine, UV or not UV, that is the question, getting well with the rainbow diet. Okay, then part three is light years beyond, a new paradigm for health and healing, becoming illuminated with light, the final frontier, and then it goes into the appendix with the research, partial list of clinical investigators utilizing photography and photorin and treatment of cancer. So it's pretty detailed, it looks like. anyway, it'll be interesting to at least scan it. I won't say I'll read it as a reading book. But I'm very anxious to get my hands on it.
I read something I saw on, I don't know if that was an email or something, that was saying that it had, that our new one, would, it had a USB connection or something.
Oh, yes, it does. So you could plug in a computer right next to it or whatever you're working on. Because it's definitely supposed to be better on the eyes for working on that type of thing, like they do with any of the daylight bulbs, of course, in the same situation. Anybody have any comments?
I just got on the call, Chad, and were you talking about the new light?
Yes, I was. I found a book by Jacob Lieberman. It's called Light, the Medicine of the Future. And I picked it up on Half Bay, on
Half.com.
I'm going, what's wrong with that title? Oh. Got it for about $3 and something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't very much.
So is that like what we got? I mean, what they...
He was the speaker for the company, so I would say yes.
Okay.
At the convention, John Lieberman. He's the one that gave all the details that Dennis was talking about, and they actually... At the convention, they got a full sheet that was, I don't know, the second side was full sheet, but I think it looked like it was about a sheet and a half of fairly small print with all the facts, and I think that was written by him. That's what I was hoping for on the Internet, and hopefully we'll all have that sheet also, that gave just a ton of information, very concise, and definitely would get anybody's attention. I brought a gal back in yesterday that had been inactive forever just by bringing up the light. She says, that's the thing that always intrigued me about NECAN. She had been in previously, but it had been quite some time. And she says, that's the thing that always intrigued me about NECAN, was her... Back in, she says. So, anyway, it's just interesting, you know, people that are on the cutting edge or want to be on the cutting edge are aggressive in their health, you know, that haven't been active, I'd say that's a good thing to use to bring them up to date. You know, the other stuff is great, but they've heard of magnetic jewelry, obviously. Even though ours is a step up from anything else that's out there. I have to get one of those other ones and energy test it and see that what they're talking about. Anybody have a new recipe? I was glancing down through the Parkview because it was set near open from when I gave the your recipe, Dottie. I'll call it your recipe. You're the one that challenged me on to remind me to make it. They've got one in here. It's got a little different twist with the lentil soup, which I can't imagine wouldn't be really good. And I'll just give you the ingredients because you probably all make lentil soup at some point or another. I do. I like lentil soup. And this one starts out with sautéing the garlic in 1.5 teaspoons of olive oil. I just wouldn't bother with that part of it, though. Oil, although it would add a little bit of flavor, and it's 1/2 pound of dried lentils and 1.5 teaspoons of olive oil, and then you add all the remaining ingredients except the spinach and cook for 10 minutes, so you're going to add together then after that sautéed a bit, you're going to add... Am I going with this here? Okay, garlic. I didn't say. I
kids are Thai garlic and olive oil, and I didn't say how much. 1 1/8 teaspoons of minced garlic cloves. I don't get that precise on 1/8 of a teaspoon when it comes to garlic. In anything that I can think of. Then 1 quart of water, 2 teaspoons of chicken broth powder, or veggie broth, whatever you want to use, 3/4 cup of diced canned tomatoes.
How much tomatoes?
3/4 of a cup. So that'd be about a little less than a half a can. This will get doubled. Too much for too little amount. It serves 6 people. Then 2 1/2 teaspoons of lemon juice. 1/3 of a teaspoon of basil. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And at the end, you stir in, let it cook it for about 10 minutes. Add spinach and cook until tender. Adjust seasoning and consistency. So 3 ounces of chopped fresh, chopped frozen, it says, spinach. I got fresh spinach, so I will use that instead. Really, really simple, and I think the spinach would add a nice flavor. Now, in my lentil soup, I normally always have grated carrots, and I can't remember what else. I've used several different recipes, but nothing would say stop you from throwing in grated carrots in this, too, because I like the little bit of color contrast it adds. Another thing I do with lentil soup is a lot of times take a cup or two out and run it in the blender to thicken it. Puree it, and then throw it back in with the rest of the soup, because Danny doesn't like just straight pureed soups. He says they taste like baby food. I like, the texture of a cream-based soup. This isn't exactly cream-based, but anyway, so just another one. And then here's another one right across the page. I know how good these are, so I'm not hesitating to give them to you before I've even tried them, because too many of them were fixed for us. I mean, a lot of them were fixed for us, or close to the recipes, because as our chef, what is his name, Nancy? It starts with an O. Russian.
Yeah, I know.
Olga, no, I'm thinking the woman. Olga's a woman. What's the male? Oh, man. Okay, so anyway, I got to have a better connection this morning here with my brain. Many of them he had made, but as he said, I never follow the recipe. He says I'm always just dumping and adding seasonings, and so that irritated most people. But
and it was amazing for how many people, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, our class was about 50. And and repeating the same recipe, you open the refrigerator and you see what you've got. And once in a while, I shouldn't say once in a while. I do follow the regular ones, the new ones, the first time through. And then after that, it's, free territory. And Denny's sitting there always saying, couldn't you have just added, and I go, yeah, you can add whatever you want. This one's a ginger beet soup. And what I started to say was, Oz, wasn't it on Oz? And I think you said it, Nancy, was I think it was during the program, the opening of the program and the ending of that particular comment. Like 2 teaspoons of fresh ginger a day is huge on the list, like for cancer.
And inflammation.
And inflammation, thank you.
And cinnamon also.
And cinnamon also. I didn't, was that on the same program?
Yep.
Okay, see, I didn't hear the rest of what was around it. I just heard that one clip.
I just remember seeing them together at one point on one of the programs.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think of the cinnamon for cholesterol, I don't really attach it to the, but it was attached to the cancer.
Inflammation, I believe.
Or inflammation, thank you. Yeah, that makes
as sense. Well as blood sugar.
Right.
Oh, that's an old, we talked about that years ago already.
Right. So if you want the ginger one, or ginger beet, I've got beets in the garden that are gorgeous. That's one thing that turned out really good. This one's bigger. This serves 20 people. This is more my size. Bouquet garni is used. That means a bunch of herbs, typically parsley, thyme, and bay combined. And I've seen that in the spice section combined also, and I remember seeing it with MSG in it, which I dumped that one out. Years and years ago, my mother used that in the zucchini soup, so I didn't know what the, I don't remember noticing what the arrangement, or what the typical herbs were in it. So parsley, thyme, and bay. So if you don't have that, that's what you can combine.
Are you talking bay as in bay leaf?
Yes.
Okay. I bet there was no MSG when your mom was using it.
Actually, I think there was.
Really? They were using it that long ago?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Because that's when I got in trouble with the Asian. It was coming in a lot of things. It's been years and years and years. In fact, we used to do it over, we used to sprinkle it on the meat as a meat tenderizer.
Emeril was just on something, and as I was switching the channel, I heard him say he uses a lot of, I believe, I'm almost sure he said sea salt, because it's a much cleaner salt.
Well, I know sea salt's still one of the best.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the pink salt from wherever that one comes from.
Himalayas, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And then the gray salt, and I energy tested the other day, by the way, on the salt. And if I hadn't had plenty at this point, I would have picked up the pink salt. I think that was it. I'm sure it was at Costco. I know it was at Costco. They had packages of it, and I definitely was way stronger on the pink.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you know? It was the expensive one, of course.
Oh, that is an expensive one. That is, yeah.
More comments.
Probably pretty rare.
Yeah, more comments, and yeah, I think it's less available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the beet soup, I'll run through this really quick. It's roast the beets in the oven at 350 until soft, and then in a large pot, combine beets, onions, beets, olive oil, and herbs. So I'll just read down then that far, and you can bracket it. Okay, so 6 cups of diced onions, 5 pounds of beets. Maybe I'll cut it in half. Start with looking at the amount.
That'd be pretty color when it's finished.
I bet it is. Okay, so 5 pounds of the roasted beets, and then 2 tablespoons of garlic, 3 tablespoons of fresh ginger.
It's arrived.
3 tablespoons of olive oil, 6 cups of vegetable broth, 3 teaspoons of sea salt, and 4 cups of cashew cream. That will be good, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 bouquet garni.
Which is
the thyme.
Has left the conference.
Thyme, parsley, and bay leaf.
Did they say that's what it is?
Yes, they did. At the top of the page, that's part of the recipe that I was reading at the beginning.
Okay.
Those are the 3 typical ones that are in that seasoning. If you've got that, throw in whatever amount you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, let's see. Wait, they're giving the recipe for it, I guess, on the next page. No, they didn't give the recipe for the next page. It says, and it just doesn't say how much, whatever they consider, you know, one amount. Recipe, maybe it must be in here. So where are the seasonings? Under miscellaneous, and I can't remember what colored pages that is. Let's see. Miscellaneous is green, so it's the next section. So let me just go down and look. Did everybody get that?
It's arrived.
No, can you pick up from how much olive oil?
Okay, I'll just run down through it. 6 cups of onions diced. 5 pounds of beets that have been roasted at 350 degrees in the oven, 350 degrees in the oven until soft. 2 tablespoons of garlic. That would be minced. 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger. 3 tablespoons of olive oil. And then it goes to 6 cups of vegetable broth, 3 teaspoons of sea salt, 4 cups of cashew cream. Oh, that's where it says sea recipe. Sorry. And then 1 bouquet garnet. And the cashew cream, it doesn't say the cashew cream, or the doesn't say the recipe behind the bouquet garnet. It's given up at the top, which was the parsley, thyme, and bay leaf. And it would probably be in those amounts, of course. More parsley, less thyme, and probably one bay leaf you could throw in. But that served 20 people, and it's just after the beets are roasted, you put it in a large pot, combine the onions, beets, olive oil, and herbs, cook until the vegetables are soft, add the bouquet garnet, vegetable broth, and simmer for 30 minutes. Then add the cashew cream, and blend in the food processor or blender. So it is a typical, I don't know about typical, because that cashew cream, the proportion on the other one is 1/2 cup of cashews to 2 cups of water. And let me see, would that be under sauces? I think that's...
It sounds thinner than the other...
Does it sound thinner than what is in here with the other recipes?
That's not so thinner.
Okay. Let's see, under miscellaneous, it should still be under, or it could be in with the desserts, too. So it's green or pink. You'll probably find it first, Nancy.
I'm looking through my notebook. I'm not looking through the...
Oh, you're not looking through the...
Talk to you.
Okay, I've got...
So what is the recipe?
It was beet soup.
Beet soup, okay, I thought so.
Yeah, I've got some big, beautiful beets that I'm looking for the... Okay, this makes me want to just go back and go through this book and do every single recipe in here. Cashew cream, 1 cup of cashews to 1 quart of water.
Oh, to 1 quart of water, okay, so it is the same.
Yeah. So it would be the same amount, same proportion. They just give it a lot of these things in bigger amounts. And that idea of the soup exchange, I thought sounded really fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as we're going into fall, and that's just however many people you invite, bringing that many quarts of soup. So if you get a big group, they're going to have to make a big batch of their favorite soup and the recipe.
Another option would be, depending on how many people you're dealing with, each week or however often you do it, go to somebody else's house for their soup. So
let them make up one big batch and you get to take a quart of it home or just the recipe.
For dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun, too.
Base it, yeah. And you get the recipe.
Base it on soup and everybody could bring a salad.
Yeah. That
would be another idea. I mean, there's, you know, we could do so many different things, and that could be combined with a short, the way we used to do it, around the table, just casual presentation that 4 or 5 people take part in, and they each bring a guest. It would be even a glorious idea for going into the holidays and building our business at the same time. And that would be a great idea for the new products, because I'm just thinking we've got to do launches beyond the launch in launching this new light. My brain is racing overtime on all this stuff right now. Comments, questions, guys?
I just wondered if anybody had the time to watch the McDougal video I sent down yesterday.
No, was it good?
I got wired into it. It was long. It was a little over an hour. One of the things, he was very strong on carbs, good carbs. I mean, you know, in the beginning especially, he mentioned so many times, like, the Japanese and the Chinese, how their diet is basically around rice, and none of them is fat, and none of them has diseases until they start eating this bad diet. But 8 grams of saturated fat increases your risk of dying of MS by 3 times.
just 8
okay,
grams.
8 grams of saturated fat increases
your risk
of dying.
It's labeled as an MS thing, although it touched on other diseases as well. If you eat it, and who eats just 8 grams of it, you know, that's, if you're eating meat, that's not what you're getting. It increases your risk of dying of MS by 3 times.
Okay, so what would you be getting if you were eating? Oh, you'd be getting a lot more if you're eating meat. Is
right.
What you're saying.
Right.
Well, you know why? Because he's head now of the work that Dr.
Campbell.
Huh?
Campbell.
No. The one that was. There were, because they knew each other, and he was, he's past the age where he's functional if he's still alive.
Is this his mentor?
They worked together. I don't know whether
he was. Yeah, he took over. Yes, he did die, but he talked a lot about it, and I forget his name. Did you know that his son is now in school in Portland?
Well, he lived in Portland, and all of his work was done here.
But Google's son is in med school.
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah, and he's having trouble, you know, doing what they're telling him to do because he knows it's not good for the patient.
Right. He didn't want to stay in 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I was down there. He was in med school. He did not want to stay in. He told his dad, he said, I don't want to stay in here and listen to him.
Yeah. Anyway, he had a lot on about this mentor who died. I think he was 99 years old. But
he was 99 when McDougall announced he was taking over, and that was when we were down there.
He did take over, and one of the, at the very end, NIH stands for not invent, which means that they won't accept the research from his mentor, because they weren't involved in, you know, there were no double-blind studies, and even though the research is accurate, and that's what McDougall is doing now, the double-blind, you know, legitimate study to show them how important it is what you eat.
Yeah, he just took off doing what he felt was the best for the patients. It basically is the way it started. I know because I had one of my business partners years ago following his program, and she did incredibly well. She was she was restricted to a wheelchair early on. She was in her 40s when she was diagnosed, and during the time she'd come out of the Peace Corps. And much earlier in her life and had a family. And I put, at that time, a huge portion of her condition to her mindset, because she just point blank told us, she says, I have taxied my kids around for years, and now it's their turn to taxi me around, so I don't care whether I drive or not again. She had no desire to do some of the things, and I don't think she had the desire to even care about walking, because she had lived where they could come and pick her up, you know, the a public transit system for her doctor's appointments if she didn't have somebody to drive her there and all that. So she independently came in. She was one of my business partners, and she independently came in to work every day, you know, because she was functional, very functional. But I learned a lot about MS from her because, you know, she couldn't take hot baths. The summer just killed her because it makes you very weak, the heat, any heat at all. And then to hear one of our testimonies on MS, which, you know, still sticks with me because it's one that I remember because of the connection to the disease, that our shower head is incredible for people that have MS, as far as re-energizing them where they, you know, normally can't take a warm shower or a hot shower. It just leaves them wet like a dishcloth. They function well after it. So, you know, just the energy technologies working on different situations of the body. I will remember his name. I can almost see it in front of me. It's very short and it's very easy name, but anyway.
Yeah.
Later.
One other thing I pulled off, and we've talked about this many times. I don't know if it's been updated or not, but the Dirty Dozen again and the Cleanest 15, and it's from the Environmental Working Group, citing the worst are celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, bell pepper, spinach, kale, cherries, potatoes, and imported grapes. Pesticides, onions, avocados, sweet corn, pineapple, mango, sweet peas, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, eggplant, cantaloupe, watermelon, grapefruit, sweet potatoes, and honeydew.
So they've rearranged a little bit, especially the celery has moved up.
It doesn't say whether they are in any order or not.
Oh, okay.
It does not say. They just said starting with the worst. Maybe it is that way, but then starting with the best is onions, so I don't know.
Celery was not at the top of the list. It mm-hmm. was like apples or peaches. Something
right,
like
I remember that. Yeah, that's true.
And then onions was at the top of the list. Avocado was in there. You said that.
Second, that was the second one.
I can't remember. I know onions were number one, but
mm-hmm.
anyway, it's still close to what it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't take time.
And usually, when you see other people putting out the list, there's a lot of similarity with a lot of these.
Yeah, well, most of it comes right from, I think, their website anyway. The celery is easy to come by. And you said lettuce too, didn't you? On the dirty. Run through the dirty
kale.
Kale?
Celery, peach, strawberry, apple, blueberry, nectarine, bell pepper, spinach, kale, cherries, potatoes, and imported grapes.
I don't remember blueberries being on it before.
Oh, I've heard that one this summer several times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. On the original one, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe not.
And it may be that I didn't pick up on it because we've got our own blueberries anyway.
There's a whole article, and I forget whether this substance even came from. Why should I care about pesticides? Well, washing and peeling helps with it, you know, and I didn't print it all out, but this happened to be on the same page. It just printed with this, so I don't know, you know. The bottom line is, buy organic if you can.
Yes, and it didn't reference the EWG.
But it does. And it's from April of 10.
Okay. Okay, because that comes when where I got it from, too, had a couple of pages of definition,
mm-hmm.
The same as what you're saying. And I've given that to several people all together, or the quick list that I made, the shopping list thing, too.
If you don't see your favorites, get the full results at www.foodnews.org.
Okay, www.foodnews. That could be the EWG website.
And support EWG research with an online gift. So they're
correct. Okay, that's why they're using just a different name there. Foodnews.org. Okay, Dirty Dozen. Okay. Well, guys, we're past our time slightly. Last minute comments. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend. Make it a wonderful weekend. And I think we're all cooling off where we are. Most of us anyway. We're going to be cooled off because it's raining.
Has left the conference.
The whole next. Oops, we got. Next Wednesday's back in sunshine, so that's the bright light at the end of the 6 days that I show the forecast for. So have a wonderful weekend. Get caught up and relaxed. And we do have a call tomorrow. Even though Vance is out of the country, we're going to be hearing from some of the people that were at the convention on the new products and their takes on the new information. So anyway, join us, and we'll see you then or next week.
Thanks,
Bye-bye. Thanks for your input, guys.
Thank you.